This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for December the 7th of 2023. The name of the patient is Alfredo Gonzalez. The last name is G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. First name, Alfredo. A-L-F-R-E-D, like in Delta O. Clinical case of a 57-year-old Hispanic male. That is a patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-V-A. Who referred the patient because of the presence of arterial hypertension and the presence of left adrenal adenoma. Period. This patient says that many years ago, more than 20, he went for the physical examination to get a professional driver's license, and he was declined. It took several months to get the blood pressure under control, and eventually he was able to to control the blood pressure and obtain his license. And he has been feeling fairly well, period. Recently, developed elevation of the blood pressure, chest pain, that prompted him to go to the emergency room. In emergency room, was evaluated and admitted. Part of the workup included the a CT angiogram to evaluate the calcium score and the results failed to conclude coronary artery disease. The troponin was normal. The blood pressure medications were adjusted. Yes. The patient was started on nifedipine. ER, 30 milligrams PO every 12 hours. And with this medication, plus the administration of losartan 50, and the drastic change in the lifestyle when he found out that the blood sugar was high, and has lost a significant amount of body weight, as well as the administration of losartan 50 milligrams on a daily basis. The blood pressure has been under control. The patient changed the way of living. He is following a low-sodium, a plant-based diet, and has lost 15 pounds of body weight. The patient is feeling much better and comes here for evaluation of the adrenal adenoma. The laboratory workup that was done on September the 28, 2023 is completely unremarkable. The estimated GFR is 103. The creatinine is 0.81. Unfortunately, we don't have a urine. Albumin is 4.84. The liver function tests are within normal limits. Serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The CO2 is 26. There is no evidence of metabolic alkalosis, period. The most likely situation is that the patient has an incidentaloma. We are going to roll out activity of this enlarged adrenal gland, and we are going to order cortisone, plasma renin activity, aldosterone renin ratio, metanephrines, in blood and metanephrosis in urine. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, vitamin D deficiency. Number four, blood sugar that is under control with the administration of metformin. We are going to reevaluate the case in a month after the laboratory test results.
He said something about a paper.
Thanks a lot for the kind referral. A paragraph I invested. A 20-minute review and the imaging, laboratory workup, admission to a hospital, office notes. In the face-to-face, I invested 25 minutes, in the documentation, 9 minutes.